2 days from now, on Thanksgiving Day, we will celebrate our second annual Turkey of the Year Awards. We've got a roster of guests ready to share their favorite duds of the year, from high culture to sports blunders to TV trash. We want your suggestions for the things that just plain flopped this past year. You can email us with your Turkey of the Year suggestions. The email address is totn@npr.org. And baseball lost a great one yesterday. Warren Spahn died at the age of 82. The left-handed pitcher reported to the spring training camp of the then Boston Braves in 1941. Then manager Casey Stengel sent him down to the minor leagues, and what he later described as the worst mistake he ever made. Here's Mr. Spahn remembering that moment at the 2001 All-Star Game.
Well, I spent 2.5 years in the minor league, but then the military got in there, and I spent 3.5 years in the Army. So that, I was so glad to be back from the service. I realized that if I didn't do well, nobody's going to shoot me, that I could take a shower, put my clothes on, and go home. And it was fun doing what I did for a living, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Warren Spahn pitched professionally for well over 2 decades, mostly for the Braves. He retired with more victories than any left-handed pitcher before or since, and won election to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And while he did not mention it in that interview excerpt, Spahn returned from the Army with a Bronze Star, a Purple Heart, and a Battlefield Commission. If you have memories of Warren Spahn and would like to join the conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255, or again, you can send us email, totn@npr.org. Joining us now is Gary Caruso. He will deliver a eulogy for Warren Spahn on Saturday. He's also the editor of Chop Talk, the Braves fan magazine. He joins us from the studios of member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. And welcome to the show.
Thanks, Neil.
Also with us, Alan Barra, who's with us from his home in South Orange, New Jersey. He writes the Sports Nut column for Slate.com. And, Alan, good to have you back on the program.
Nice to be here.
Gary, I'd like to start with you. As a fan, tell us a little bit about what drew you to Warren Spahn.
Well, first of all, I'm a baby boomer. And there are a lot of us spread out around the country who got hooked on baseball back in the 50s when the Braves had great teams in Milwaukee. And I was a little boy growing up in a steel town in Ohio, falling in love with baseball, and I fell in love with the Milwaukee Braves. They had what I thought was the most beautiful uniform of all time, and a very romantic team with Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, and Warren Spahn. And somehow I just picked Warren as my man. I was 8 years old at the time, don't remember why, but he's been my man ever since. And as I tell people, I've been preaching the gospel of Warren Spahn for close to 50 years now.
Alan Barra, of course, Spahn came up with the then Boston Braves, moved on to the Milwaukee Braves, which are now the Atlanta Braves. But give us some idea of what he accomplished, 363 major league victories.
Well, not just 363 major league victories, but he and Christy Mathewson both, I believe, are the only pitchers to win 20 or more games 13 times. But it was relatively easy. I won't say easy. That's a bad choice. It was easier for a pitcher to do that back in Christy Mathewson's time. There are several pitchers that approach that kind of record. Spahn is almost alone from 1945 on in what he accomplished. There's no one that was able to be as effective for as long as Warren Spahn. You could make a really good argument for him as being the most valuable pitcher in baseball history over a 20-year period.
We're talking about the late Warren Spahn with Alan Barra and Gary Caruso. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Gary, if you had to pick out one of all those games, is there a favorite of Warren Spahn's performances that you have?
Absolutely. The one that I think typifies Warren Spahn the most actually is a game that he lost. It's become lost in history for the most part, but he pitched a 16-inning game against Juan Marichal and the San Francisco Giants in 1962 and lost it 1-0 in 16 innings. So he pitched 15 and a third scoreless innings at age 42 in Candlestick Park, which was a nasty place to play, against one of the most powerful lineups of the time that featured Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, and Willie McCovey, a team that led the league in home runs, on-base percentage and slugging percentage that year, and he shut him out for 15 and a third innings. His 201st pitch in the 16th inning, Willie Mays launched into the night to end the game 1-0, and he lost to Marichal, who was only 25 years old at the time.
Let's get a listener involved. John joins us on the line from Salt Lake City.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Warren, Spani was a friend of mine. When I worked for the Salt Lake Gulls in Salt Lake City in 1979 in the front office, he was our minor league pitching instructor for the California Angels at the time. And just to give you an idea of what a tremendous gentleman he was, he would stop and talk to anybody about pitching, whether they were our fans in the stands or a kid, anyone at any time. And I was playing still in a Sandlot league for fun and was a right-handed pitcher, but he talked about it with me. I was his driver when he was in town. I would pick him up at the airport. But he was remarkable. He took a pitching staff that we had, which were basically all career minor league guys. I don't think a single one of our pitchers ever went on to do more than the September call-up in the major leagues from that team. Jimmy Williams was the manager, and Spahn taught our pitchers how to throw on the edges of the plate, and we won the Pacific Coast League championship with really a group of mostly lifetime minor league guys. He was beyond incredible as a human being, even better as a human being than he was as a pitcher, if that's possible. I just wanted to tell you that.
Thanks very much for that, John. We appreciate it. And
you bet.
Bye-bye. Gary, what kind of a pitcher was he? How would you characterize him? I know he had a screwball and a curve and obviously struck out, I think, over 2,500 batters, which suggests he had a pretty good fastball, too.
Yes, he did. He actually led the league in strikeouts a couple of times early in his career when he was more of a power pitcher. I mean, not the kind of power pitcher you think of when you think of Sandy Koufax, but he had pretty good speed. But he quickly became more of a finesse pitcher who relied primarily on control and guts and intelligence. His definition of pitching, in my opinion, is the best that I've ever heard, and I've heard it repeated in the Braves clubhouse by Leo Mazzoni and Maddox and Glavin. He used to say, hitting is timing. Pitching is upsetting timing. And if you really think about that and really understand it, that's as succinct a definition of pitching as you'll ever hear, and it is so accurate. You don't have to overpower the hitters. You just have to move the ball around and change speeds, and that's what he was a master of.
Alan Barrow, we only have a few seconds left, but speaking of that, Warren Spahn was not a bad hitter himself.
No, a pretty good one. He holds the record with 35 home runs. He used to deride modern pitchers, particularly in the American League, or at least the DH rule, which he thought turned pitchers into pitchers and not athletes. He said a pitcher should be able to field, which he was brilliant at, hit and pitch. But on the other hand, there was very few of those in Warren Spahn's own time. It's not fair to knock today's player. I mean, Spahn was unique in his own time and any time.
And after he could no longer pitch in the major leagues, continued to pitch professionally down in the Mexican leagues and the minors, and expressed incredulity this past year that a pitcher of the quality of Roger Clemens would hang it up at the top of his career when he just loved to pitch and would have kept on pitching for as long as he could. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Gary Caruso, a eulogist for Warren Spahn and the author of the Braves Encyclopedia, and Alan Barra. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.